Support for KRFY provided by the Sandpoint Reader, a weekly newspaper focused on arts, entertainment, news, politics, and lifestyle of North Idaho. It's available every Thursday at over 250 locations in Bonner and Boundary counties. More information is available at sandpointreader.com.
Support for KRFY is provided by Bluebird Bakery, a European-style bakery serving pastries, bread, and a locally sourced breakfast and lunch menu. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., located at 329 North 1st Avenue on the corner of 1st and Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. More information available at bluebirdbakeryid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Morning Show. I'm Jim Healy, your host today, and I'm really going to be lonesome. Jack is not here, and Carrie is unavailable, so you got me for the next hour. But I'm not alone in the sense that we do have a guest, Natalie Britton.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
Excellent. Though I usually have a co-host, but it's just the two of us.
We'll make it work.
Absolutely. Natalie is here to talk about the Greenery Block Party coming up on this Sunday, plus other businesses that are involved in the endeavor. I think we should do some weather.
Let's do it.
Okay. Right now, it is 50 degrees outside. It didn't feel like 50, did it?
No, I stepped out in just a light coat, and I felt great.
I'm in shorts. The high today is 72, sunny. Calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 8 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Friday, a chance of showers. The rain has been good, hasn't it?
It has been. We've needed it.
Amen. Because, you know, there has been talk about the fire season.
Right.
And that's always a concern. A chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm oftentimes intrigued by the precise time, you know, that they go, right. though it's weather, it just happens.
Right.
Chance of precipitation tomorrow, 40% Friday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Chance of precipitation overnight on Friday, 30. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're all cookie cutter days. They're sunny with a high near 75, sunny with a high near 81. So it's just going to be absolutely
glorious.
True. Before we get too far, what I do every Thursday, my sister and brother-in-law in Arlington, Virginia, have a little canister in their kitchen called Alexa. And they say, Alexa, 88.5 KRFY. And bammo, they can listen to us.
Wow.
And I do the weather. If I can find it, let me see. Here it is. It's usually my sister, but this is my brother-in-law because my sister's a quilter, and she's off at a quilting meeting this morning. The substitute weather person says currently 87, high 97.
Oh, that's hot.
A heat index of 100. To a 105.
Wow.
No, thank you. I'll stay here.
Me too.
Absolutely. Natalie Britton is a co-producer of the Greenery Block Party that is going to occur this Sunday. And I'll let you introduce what's going to occur this Sunday, June 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, I'm so honored to be here to talk about this exciting event in the Granary. So the Granary, as we all know in Sandpoint, is an area between Matchwood Brewing and Evans Brothers. It's the big parking lot there, and it extends out all the way down to Foster's Crossing. So what inspired this block party was that a good friend of mine, two good friends of mine actually, Sam Podmajerski and Emily Pyron, they just opened it's called the Granary General Store, and it's a brand new bakery, cafe, and neighborhood gathering place in the Granary District. We also have another set of friends opening up a fitness studio just two doors down from the Granary. And so there's a lot of activity just bringing the good energy back to the Granary District. And we said, hey, this is a perfect opportunity to really celebrate community growing in Sandpoint. So we're putting on this big old block party. We're going to have over 40 vendors there. We're also going to have a community mural led by an artist. We're going to have craft tables, face painting, and a bouncy house for the kids. We're going to have wellness and education booths, and then local food systems work going on with some of the booths as well. So this is part celebration and launch party for the Granary, and then part just bringing together the community and celebrating the bounty that we have in Sandpoint.
And the weather looks perfect.
The weather looks perfect. We couldn't have asked for a better weather recipe.
Definitely not. There will be a band.
There will be a band. We're so excited to welcome Headwaters, which I know has been in Sandpoint for a long time. A bunch of great guys, very talented, and they'll be on the Matchwood stage from 10 to 2.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that's the event.
That's the event.
This Sunday, June 14th. 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Let's start with the Granary,
right.
The general store.
Yes.
That's in the old, it was an old church, then it was Syringa Cyclery. That's always a tongue twister.
It is just a tongue twister.
Syringa Cyclery.
Correct. Yes, it was Syringa Cyclery. And then it was just in this past year that my friends Sam and Emily converted that fully into, they call it a general store, which is sort of an homage to old stores, general stores. They do have a lot of knickknacks and fun things to go and buy and check out, but they're primarily a bakery and a cafe. So they've transformed the Cyclery. If you haven't been in, I encourage you to check it out because it looks completely different than it was when it was a Cyclery. But it's now a full-on cafe with multiple rooms. And so when you enter the cafe, you'll see two long community tables. You'll see the bake shop windows. You'll be able to order a coffee. You'll be able to get a sandwich. And then if you meander around the corner of the cafe, you'll find another big room where you can have lunch, meet a friend, do computer work. And then they also just built out the whole patio on the outside as well, and which is just beautifully landscaped. And the aesthetic of the entire shop is just gorgeous and welcoming. And it's already received such a tremendous reception in the first week. And so it's been such a joy to see them really transform this iconic building into a place.
It's
very iconic. And it's just a delight to visit. And so, yeah, it's, again, a reason to celebrate.
And they opened on June the 8th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep,
and so they've got almost a week under their belt.
They do. They do. Yep. They took yesterday off and had a very healthy regroup and open again this morning at 8 a.m. and are going to continue to chug on.
Are they 7 days a week?
They are 6 days a week, so only closed on Wednesdays and then open the other 6 days.
Excellent. And do you happen to know the hours offhand?
I believe that it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I would have to double check, but I am almost certain that those are their hours.
Okay. Now, that is the Granary. I always want to put an I in that, you know,
right.
G-R-A-I-N-A-R-Y.
No
but
I.
G-R-A-N-A-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 518 Oak Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about Common Ground.
Excellent. Well, Common Ground is a project that I'm I would say I'm co-founding it with my partner, Jamaica Stevens, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, so I'll speak on her behalf. She is such a wealth of knowledge and experience in community building, and that's what our project is all about. So Common Ground is a community building project, and our goal is to help people in Sandpoint find each other, collaborate more easily, and make the good work already happening in Sandpoint more visible. So it's really about strengthening the web of relationships in Sandpoint between families, businesses, local projects, artists, farmers, educators, wellness practitioners, and anyone who cares about our wonderful town. And the final thing I have to say is it's an emerging community-driven initiative focused on connection, cooperation, shared resilience, local gatherings, community projects, workshops, and facilitated dialogue. So right now, it really is just, it's more of a concept that we're developing. The Granary Block Party is our first event that we're producing. Okay. And our function, as I just described, is really to strengthen the networks and to build the bridges and to allow people to connect more easily in Sandpoint, because there's so much good work happening mm-hmm. and there's so many incredible organizations. And sometimes it's difficult for people to find each other and to establish those bridges of connection and to network. And so part of our function is to make people more visible to each other so that we can build greater resilience in Sandpoint as a whole.
Where did the idea of this begin, Natalie?
Great question. I honestly think that it's a soul calling. I'll go deep. I'll go very deep. So when Jamaica and I both met at the Sandpoint Waldorf School. Both of our kids attended Sandpoint Waldorf School at the same time, and we met. And through our conversations, we just found that we had a common We had common ground in community and in our passion for building community. And as I mentioned, she has decades of work in community building. This is what she does as a living. She wants to bring that to her hometown of Sandpoint. And so that's what we're trying to do on the ground here, is to strengthen our community.
Now, do you have a physical structure, or is it only online?
So right now it's only online, and it's only through the work that we're doing, like at the Granary Block Party. But our big goal is to find a place where we can build infrastructure. So this is our long-term building goal is really to ground a center where we can have lots of things going on, mainly an event center where we can have these types of gatherings, bring community together. But there's also three other hubs that we're really interested in really boosting and propping up in Sandpoint, those being education, wellness, and food systems. And so we're really hoping to build a place where we can learn what we've been saying is we can learn how to village again, where we can learn how to come together, and where we can learn really how to interact in all of the areas of life in a way where we are grounded in one place and can do this work cohesively. So it's a big concept. It's going to unfold organically, but I think the most important thing to convey right now is we're searching for land, we're searching for a place to start building, and that's where this work will hopefully continue in the future.
Now, you mentioned the word building. Are you talking about building, or looking for a structure that already exists that you can move into?
That's a great question. We're open to either scenario. So we know we have the seed of an idea to where we can do this work. We're really just looking for anything that will present. And so if there's existing infrastructure, we would love to explore that and see if that could hold a future potential of what we're building. If it's raw land, we're also open to building from scratch. Now, there's a lot of logistics involved in either road that we would to really investigate. But as of right now, we are just kind of putting the word out there and seeing who's interested in getting involved, who's sparked by this idea of community building, and we'll take it from there.
Is there a website that one can go to?
There is. The website is www.commongroundsandpoint.com.
Okay, all one word squished together.
Correct.
commongroundsandpoint.com.
Correct.
Okay. What is the funding behind? Do you write grants, or What's the funding behind Common Ground?
So we don't have funding yet. So we're, this is all so new and so emerging. Mm-hmm. We are like, we've been investigating two different structures for how we're going to set up. One is a PMA structure. One is a nonprofit. We're likely going to go the nonprofit route. And so we'll be talking about grants and funding very, very soon. But for now, we're just two gals who are inspired to build community, who are going to be getting into our structures very soon and building this. It's really, the momentum has just been exponential with how quickly this has all taken off. It's been so exciting to be a part of. So the funding is coming just from our own pockets, from the community, from those who want to donate, and we're hopefully going to be able to tap into greater pools of resources in the future.
Yeah, I noticed here, you know, your offerings, it says events, consulting, and resources. Mm. Now, I take it the Sunday's event is an example of the kind of event that you're thinking about.
Yes, exactly.
Are there any other kinds of events?
So we don't have any planned right now. We have a few ideas, and I hesitate to fully get into them because they're just developing. The Granary Block Party really is our big coming out party. It's our big moment of, like, this is who we are. This is our work. And really, it's been an organic process to see, you know, what is it that comes alive? Who comes to us? So we're hoping that through this event, it sparks others who want to get involved, who say, hey, I have a great idea for an event. I have a business opening. I have an opportunity. And then we can explore from there. So we don't have anything in the books right now in terms of other events. We have been having some community conversations. And so gathering people in meetings to talk about how can we build the community out in Sandpoint? How can we continue to strengthen what we have going on here? But we don't have anything else except this in the books for now.
So at Sunday's event, there'll be a table where one can ask questions, possibly a volunteer sheet.
Yes.
That one can sign up on. So really, this is just baby steps.
It's baby steps. Yeah. It really is. You know, we have been working on this conceptually for a year. And so the growth on the ground has been exponential. But we have been incubating all of these things that you'll find on the website for a long time. So baby steps in terms of how we take off. But that's really the nature of this work, because what we're doing is built on relationship. And we can't go out as two people and say, you know, we're going to go strengthen the community with just the two of us, because that's not how community works. We have the passion and we have the background and we have the time and we have the energy. But what this really is going to be is an unfolding of the network of relationships that begins to grow in a very conscious way. So even though we're just, I kind of use the metaphor as a little flower coming up from the ground, is like, even though we're just peeking our head out of the soil as an organization, now is the time where people can come see the flower and water it and interact with it. And so we're excited to build those relationships starting now.
Can you talk a little bit about one of the other items you mentioned, your consulting?
Yeah. So that's actually something that I wish my my co-founder, Jamaica, was here for, because this is her realm. This is her work and what she's been doing. And so you can find her contact information on our website. And if you're interested in community consulting, you can reach out to us there.
Okay. And then the final, resources.
Yeah, so resources. So this leads me to an exciting project that we've been developing. It's called the Community Mapping Project. If you go to our website, you'll find that there's a link where you can submit answers to a survey online talking about who you are, what you do, and if you have a resource to offer to Sandpoint. What we're going to build is a map of Sandpoint, of all of these different resources and people who exist, so that we can find on like a physical map, think of Google Maps or Apple Maps, you can find on a physical map where these different companies and organizations are, so that not only we can familiarize ourselves with what exists, but then also we can begin to do that networking. So it's a way to make visible all of these different organizations that we're talking about strengthening. And so that's an active, you know, physical thing that we're building out right now. And what that needs is community participation. So we're hoping that people can sign on to the website and fill out that survey so that we can put you on the map and build out a more extensive map of the resources in Sandpoint.
So sort of like clearinghouse.
with Clearinghouse.
Okay, in other words, a place where one can go to for a concentration of information.
Yes, absolutely.
In other words, one of the things that I have learned by being here at the radio station, we have interviewed people from the food bank, from Sandpoint Teen Center, from Cancer Support Services, and we're always amazed that we're learning something like, gosh, I didn't know that they did that,
right,
or something like that. So that's what I'm imagining your resources that, I don't want to say a client, but a community member comes to you and saying, hey, where can I find out information about, or can you put me in the right direction?
Exactly. That is 100% the purpose, because once again, we have so much wealth and knowledge and expertise in Sandpoint. And oftentimes it's by word of mouth, you know, in smaller towns that we find out who's who. And this will be a place where you can go and where you can much more quickly find what you're looking for. And so we're hoping that that can be available online, and then also by directly reaching out to us to put people in touch with who they need to be in touch with.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm Jim Healy here on the Thursday edition of The Morning Show, and I'm engaged in a conversation with Natalie Britton. She's co-producer of the Greenery Block Party that's going to occur this Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 2. We've got more conversation, but we're going to take a music break. And I don't know, I was hoping that Carrie would be here because I think she and I graduated in the same year. I don't want to say that year. This is graduation time. I mean, if you look at the Bonner Bee, every issue of the newspaper has a graduation party, you know, whether it be Clark Fork or Priest River or whatever. And this is an exciting time. But on this date in 1963, oops, sorry, Carrie, this was the number one song as we walked down the aisle getting our diplomas. See if you remember this song. That, of course, is Leslie Gore, and she's still crying, and she's still claiming that it's her party. That was the number one song from June 8th to June 15th in 1963. I remember that song, and what a great year for music. in light of what's going to be coming in 1964, but we'll talk about that later. I'm here with Natalie Britton. She is co-producer of the Greenery Block Party again, and it's going to be fabulous weather this Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 2, and there's going to be all sorts of crafts and different tables there, and food vendors, and music by Headwaters. I'll turn it over to you, Natalie.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I didn't want to let this radio recording go any longer without mentioning our community partners who are partnering with us to make this event possible. Those partners are Evans Brothers Coffee, Matchwood Brewing Company, of course, the Granary General Store, who we're celebrating, Rise Fitness, and Foster's Crossing. And these are all businesses that you'll find in the Granary District. They're all along Oak Street, or if you go right across Oak Street, then it's Evans Brothers and Matchwood. And so what we're doing with the Granary Block Party is we're taking over the entire parking lot of Evans Brothers and Matchwood. And so they're closing the parking lot down. There will, of course, be all of the exterior parking that you can access to actually come to the event. But yeah, we're so grateful that Matchwood and Evans Brothers especially closed off their parking lots and worked with us to put this event on. I know that both of those companies are going to be doing special things that day. And so Evans Brothers is going to have a little coffee tasting out front. The Matchwood is going to be opening for lunch. I believe that their lunch hour starts at 11 or 11:30. But if you're here earlier than that, then jet across to the Granary General Store and check out what they have going, because they also have lunch options in addition to coffee, beer, and wine if you want to go out on the patio. And so, yeah, we're just super, super grateful to the community partners who are helping put this on for us.
As you and Jamaica were thinking about this, and did you reach out to different parts of the community, and what sort of response did you receive?
Well, we have, and it has just been such an open-armed reception. You know, even before we named Common Ground, even before we formalized this concept, there were just so many people who said, I wish that there were ways and avenues where we could come together and really begin strengthening community. And so when both of us took the action to start building this out, everyone was so warmly receptive and just hopped on board and said, what can I do to help? How can I get involved? Of course, so many people, dozens and dozens, hopefully hundreds, will be attending our block party on Sunday. And so the reception has just been phenomenal.
Can you go in a little bit more detail about what sorts of crafts and vendors that will be at the Greenery Block Party this Sunday?
Absolutely. So we have over 40 vendors who've signed up that we're so thrilled about. We're going to be having, as I mentioned before, makers, wellness practitioners, food producers, artisans, family resources, farms, and other community organizations. And some of those include Thriving Family Chiropractic, Little Loaf Bakery, Kinnicksu Folk School, Selkirk Supply, Winter Ridge, Encore Pilates, the Sandpoint Waldorf School, Twin Eagles, Beloved Acres, North Idaho Family Acupuncture, just to name a few, just to give you a flavor of who's going to be there. So it will be a nice mix of both practitioners and makers and artisans. And we're also going to have a children's corner where we are so thrilled that Ponder Play, the bouncy house company, has donated their camo bouncy house to our event for the kids. And next to that, you'll also find face painters from Creations at the Cedar Street Bridge. And you'll also find a community art mural. Now, this is for children, but it's also for the wider community, where we're going to have Holly Pennington, who's a local artist, do a community mural. Now, I don't exactly know what she has up her sleeve, but I do know it's going to be interactive, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be something that everyone can kind of come and leave their mark with. So it's going to be a creative, fun, family-friendly
environment.
Is it
going to be on a wall or on the sidewalks?
Going to be doing it on a big piece of plywood that she's priming and prepping, but hopefully we'll be able to move that to our future grounded site once Common Ground finds a physical location.
Okay. I have to admit, when I came across the phrase Common Ground, I thought of coffee grounds,
right?
You know, I mean, with Evans Brothers, who's been so tremendous in supporting so many different organizations
Absolutely.
In the community. Okay, we have the Granary Block Party. Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 2. Then what comes after that? What are you and Jamaica going to be up to?
Yeah, well, we're going to recalibrate after such a tremendous push for this event, and we're going to regroup, and really we're going to be focusing on the survey and the community mapping that I talked about before, mm-hmm. because hopefully after this event, we'll have enough. We're actually going to have a QR code on display so that people can come. They can take a picture of where to fill out the survey, and then they can take it home and fill it out. So hopefully we'll have lots of information to calibrate and to be able to put on that mapping. So that will be the next big step of really getting everyone on the Sandpoint map to create that resource. And then from there on out, we'll have a newsletter that people can subscribe to via our website, and they'll be able to keep up with what we're doing from there.
Wonderful, wonderful. So good to have you stop by, Natalie.
It was such a joy and a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And I hope that you'll keep us in your Rolodex. I don't know. Do people still have Rolodexes?
Oh, it's digital. That's what we're creating. That's what we're making for Common Ground.
Tells you where my feet are, where they're located. But keep KRFY in mind. And if you give us enough lead time, we'll work you into one of our Thursday morning editions, because I'd love to hear a follow-up to how Common Ground is going. And certainly the gala event Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 2. The weather is going to be perfect.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much. This is such a pleasure.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. And maybe next time, Jamaica.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, we're going to take a music break. Then I'm going to come back with community events. In 1963, from August 10th to the 24th of 63, I just had to play this song. I don't know if he's the youngest performer ever to have topped the charts, but he's 13 years old when he recorded this. And I'm just going to play it and see if you recognize this.
Everybody see ya! See ya!
Come on, baby.
That is Little Stevie Wonder, 13 years old back in 1963, topped the charts with Fingertips, Part 2. And I don't know if he was the youngest or is the youngest, but certainly when I think of 13, amazing. He reached number one 9 more times between 73 and 1986. And of course, along the way, dropping a little. Okay, let's review or go over some of the upcoming events this weekend. First, again, I want to repeat the block party, the Greenery Block Party, this Sunday, June 12th. June 14th. Gosh, all the calendars around here. You'd think I'd get that date right. 10 to 2. Tonight, at the United Methodist Church at 6 o'clock, there will be a documentary called Heightened Scrutiny. Heightened Scrutiny is a new documentary that follows ACLU attorney Chase Strangio in a landmark battle to overturn Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for trans youth, exposing how biased media fuels anti-trans legislation and threatens democracy itself. And this is brought by the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. That is tonight at 6 o'clock, Sandpoint United Methodist Church at 711 Main Street, here in downtown Sandpoint, Idaho. Mentioning the Greenery District, I do want to go back to last Saturday and thank all of the different people who helped to put on our 15th anniversary, the radio station's 15th anniversary bash. It was just simply wonderful that the people who turned out. It was also a celebration of 15 beers on air. And what that refers to is the Matchwood Brewing came up with a beer can with beer in it. They sold out on that day. That's sort of amazing. And it was tremendous. The weather was a little bit nippy. We want to thank the Cakery on First Avenue here for a delicious, and I ate my share, cake. So that was last Saturday, celebrating 15 years of this radio station being on the air. Those years have gone by quickly. Let's see, what else? CDs. Do you have any CDs or DVDs that are not in your rotation? Keep the radio station here, KRFY, in mind. What we do is we are accepting donations, and we go through them, especially the CDs, and see if the music is in our iTunes library. And if not, we enter them into our library. And then on Crazy Days, the last Saturday in July, we put those CDs out for sale. A tremendous bargain as funding for the station, because it is expensive to have a local radio station. For example, I'm sitting here with, we have new headphones and new microphones that were not cheap. We have to pay ASCAP and BMI for the use of the music. We have to have insurance, on and on. So if you have any not recently listened to CDs or viewed DVDs, drop them by the station here at 323 North First Avenue. And if somebody's not around, leave them by the door. And your support is greatly, greatly appreciated. Okay. This weekend, POAX Art Walk opening reception. June 12th, the 49th annual Art Walk returns to downtown Sandpoint, and it'll run through August 31st, showcasing the work of more than 100 local artists at 25 participating venues throughout the city. And if you've never done Art Walk before, it's a tremendous way for local artists to get visibility. And when you go into these different businesses, thank them for letting these artists use the wall space to showcase their incredible talents. The season begins with an opening receptions on Friday, June 12th from 5 to 8, when visitors can tour venues, meet artists, watch demonstrations, enjoy live music, and explore new businesses and local creativity. Presented by the Ponderay Arts Council, Art Walk offers residents and visitors an opportunity to discover regional artists. The event is free and family-friendly, and guests are welcome to visit as many participating venues as they choose during opening night and throughout the season. And it's going to run through this Friday to August 31st, and you can get more information at artinsandpoint.org. /artwalk. Again, artinsandpoint.org/artwalk. Okay. Art in Conversation, an evening with Maria Larson and Kiniksu Land Trust. This event will take place Friday, June 12th from 5 to 8 at Astor Garden Center, 924 West Superior Street. Join the community for an evening celebrating art, conservation, and the natural beauty of North Idaho through the work of local artist Maria Larson, whose wildlife and landscape pieces will be on display. Guests can enjoy wine from Ponderay Winery, available for purchase, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Kiniksu Land Trust, along with savory and sweet bites from the bank, Sawyer's Bakery, and DeLuna's and Winter Ridge. The event will also feature an art raffle, with all raffle proceeds supporting Kiniksu Land Trust's conservation efforts. And 15% of Maria Larson's artwork sales will be donated to the organization. The evening serves as a fundraiser and a celebration of the creativity, collaboration, and community stewardship that help protect the places we love. You can view Maria's artwork at Maria Larson, that's LARSON, marialarsonart.com. Okay, in the background, we're listening to Count Basie and his orchestra with Lady Be Good. Let's see, what else is coming up? Snacks at Midnight Festival at Sandpoint. Snacks at Midnight Festival at Sandpoint fundraiser. Celebrate the conclusion of the 2026 online auction at The Hive with a high-energy 21-plus concert on Saturday, June 14th. That's June 13th. I'm getting all my dates confused. Featuring Spokane indie rock band Snacks at Midnight, ditching traditional fundraising banquets for a pure night of music and dancing. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30. There are going to be raffle keys, and every single purchase directly supports free in-class pre-K music lessons, which provided 78 total hours of instruction to 84 local students across Huckleberry Montessori, Kiniksu Community Health Kids Club, Selkirk School, and the Sandpoint Play and Learn during the 25-26 school year. You can get your tickets at festival@sandpoint.com. Okay, The Renaissance Fair. Sandpoint's Renaissance Fair is this Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and the 14th. It's going to take place at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, 4203 North Boyer, from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening each day. And you can come out, this is for the whole family. Experience a weekend filled with excitement, adventure, and fantasy. Watch thrilling jousting and sword fighting. Who doesn't like sword fighting demonstrations? Meet some Vikings. Ooh, that could be fun. Explore a mystical fairy realm. Test your luck with pirate games and enjoy music and performances throughout the event. Browse and shop from more than 50 unique merchants offering handcrafted treasures, artisan goods, and much more. A wide selection of local handcrafted food with fan favorites like mouth-watering turkey legs. Costumes are encouraged and warmly welcomed. Let's see what else. So that is this Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, 10 to 6 p.m. Out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, Sandpoint Renaissance Fair. And finally, the last item I'm going to talk about is the Schweitzer Opening Day Weekend Community Day. Kick off the summer season at Schweitzer's Opening Weekend and Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 11 to 5 p.m. as the unofficial start to summer for Sandpoint and the Bonner County. This festive day brings the community together by hosting local nonprofit organizations in the village so you can discover the best of what the county has to offer, all in one place. Enjoy a jam-packed day of summer amenities in full swing, including the trampoline jumper, climbing wall, hiking, geocaching, and mountain biking as the snow melt, if the snow melt allows. The day also features free live music from Pondere Paradox from noon till 2 p.m., followed by Sydney Dawn from 2:30 to 4:30. Best of all, scenic chairlift rides to the Summit Sky House and mountain bike lift tickets on the Great Escape Quad are discounted to just $10, with all ticket proceeds being donated directly to the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. So that's this Saturday. You can go to Schweitzer.com for more information. And I do want to repeat the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Sandpoint United Methodist Church, the viewing of a documentary, Heightened Scrutiny. And it follows an ACLU attorney in a landmark battle to overturn Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for trans youths. Okay, I'm going to close out the hour. I mentioned 63 was a crucial year for music in the top 100. And the year exits with, I'm embarrassed to say it, The Singing Nun with Dominique. And I'm not going to play that because there's a level at which that's a little bit painful. But what happens coming up in 64 just opened the floodgates of the British invasion. During the month of January, you had Bobby Vinton there. I've said it again. But here's what comes up from February 1 through May 2nd. Three Beatles songs. Enjoy the Beatles forever, and thank you for tuning in to Thursday morning edition of The Morning Show. This is Jim Healy.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand.
say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love such a feeling that my love you should be glad.
you know you should be glad. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Money, money.